I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, it's Rosaline here from Bala Desmond. Well, that's the end of me now going on a date with a man over 60. I've had a run of younger men over the past few months, and all they want to talk about is protein shakes and their shagging mental health. And as for hot loving, don't even go there. They're all, do I have your consent to touch you there? And are you enjoying this as much as I am? I don't know how many times I've had to tell them to shut up and get on with it. My car is in the multi-story and I'm about to go into the second hour. Berna said you'd be better off going old school, so I went on this site to meet men over 60. It's called Ring Ahead and I'll Pop a Viagra. I hooked up with this lad, Kieran, in downtown Bala Desmond, and he was straight in with the busy hands, which was just what I was looking for. Kinky as the man from Inishannon he was. And didn't he tie me to a pole and went off to have a pint? Well, didn't he arrive back 2 hours later, and I said, where were you, you gowl? And he said, I forgot where I put you. The old memory isn't the best. 2 hours later, the WhatsApp was lit up with people forwarding the latest joke from Kishkane. What do you call a Bala Desmond woman tied to a pole? Rosaline from Bala Desmond. I'm disgraced for life because of Kieran. What can I do to recover my reputation? Rosaline, Bala Desmond.
Keep away from older men. I asked one guy to whip it out. Next thing I know, I'm looking at his false teeth.
Hello, Stock. Reggie here in my 5.4 million euro mansion on the Blackrock Road. I'm heading off to Montreal there for a romantic weekend. Not a word now to my wife Marjorie. It's a surprise. And anyway, she's not coming with me. I won't be flying out of Cork, thank God, because Cork people have an awful habit of talking to their betters in the airport. And the last thing I need on a romantic weekend is some gouger from Cloyne banging on about his greyhound. The flip side of this is I'm flying out of Dublin. Now, normally the only problem there would be the smell of disappointment when you're motoring through the Midlands, but of course this year you could end up joining the queue for Terminal 1 at the arse end of Kildare. Now, I'd normally whiz past the knuckle draggers in any queue for Cork Airport, sure there has to be some advantage to being a well-known millionaire. Unfortunately, the crowd up in Dublin are pig ignorant. None of them even went to Prez, and there's a chance they won't be swayed by a photograph of my 50-foot yacht. Do you know, is there a fast track in Dublin Airport for beautifully spoken millionaires on the Blackrock Road? Reggie, Blackrock Road?
I rang Dublin Airport there and said, is there any special treatment for a millionaire from Cork with a huge yacht? They said, absolutely, as long as his name is Simon Coveney.
Guten Tag. My colleague has invited me as her plus one to a wedding this weekend in West Cork. She said, don't get the wrong idea now, Jürgen. It's just that my ex-boyfriend will be there with his new skinny bitch of a girlfriend, and I don't want to be put at the singles table next to some dreary trainee chef from Kilkee. I told her, do not worry. We would not make a good couple anyway. It would be about as much fun as a comedy festival in my native Germany. This is a lie. I have loved her since the day I saw her puking into a salad bowl at the summer barbecue. Irish people go crazy with free drink here. I am tempted to reveal all at the wedding, but this might lead her to withdrawing the invite and asking Pontius from accounts. He is like a human lizard. What should I do? Jürgen, Berlin und Berlin colleague.
In any other country, you'd tell this girl how you feel, but we don't really do feelings in Ireland. So the correct approach is say nothing, 3 bottles of Prosecco and lob the gob. Hashtag blame the booze.
It's getting cranky on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who just aren't sure about Clonakilty. Fifi underscore amazing skin said she's sick of Skull in Baltimore for the summer. It's full of people down from Dublin who can't wait to tell you they saw Johnny Sexton in their local Circle K. Saz dubs, Ronan O'Gara is top dog there again. That's Fifi's taking it and she's backing it up by hiring a house for July just outside Clonakilty. I don't know, Audrey. Clan is fierce close to Onehinchia, which is basically Ballyvihan on the sea. On the other hand, I don't want to unveil my 4 grand jumpsuit in Crookhaven next month. If it's going out of fashion, Crook now, not the jumpsuit, that is. So, do you know what people are saying about Clonakilty? Jenny Douglas Road.
I rang the posh cousin there and said, name 3 good things about Clonakilty. She said, 1, at least it's not Bandon. She couldn't think of anything else.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner. Red FM.